Pro Wrestling Super Show, episode 63, the World Cup. Super Show.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hey, folks, it's Stephen Graham here with my good friend Tim Livingston. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Stephen?
I am a bundle of energy. Yep. And I'm not burnt out on podcasts, and I'm having an amazing day. How are you? Oops. Did I lose you?
I think you might have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Either way, how are you, Tim?
I'm doing well. How are you, Steven?
I did a spiel, and I think it might have recorded on my end, so we'll just say I'm good.
But yay!
But we have a special guest here, first-time guest on the Super Show. How are you, Devin Hales?
I am great. I am doing wonderful.
Oh, that is
thanks
good
for having
to hear.
Me on.
Oh, of are course. You? Man, we're
Hale still is Papa Hale still shooting on marks in the Southeast Territories?
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. In fact, he's on vacation now. So.
Oh boy.
Oh, I'm just happy that he revealed to me on Twitter that he is a Leafs fan and wants and loves Toronto. So that made me happy. And he was praising Austin Matthews. So that was a good night on Twitter for me. we'll live in the illusion that that's true and not question it. But let's get on to our topic here. So what we're going to do is a modern, current-day podcast. And what we're going to do is look at creating a World Cup of wrestling. So we're going to create teams for U.S., Canada, Mexico as one group, and then a U.K., a Japanese, and then an international whoever is not from those countries team. And of current day, so as of the end of May 2016, we'll create this team. We'll pick a three-man team for each country, and we'll go around, and then we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll kind of decide which countries should beat which other countries, and what is the best wrestling country. So that sounds good. So let's start off in the USA. And Devin, who would you throw out there as, like, the first candidate? Who's the best wrestler in the USA today?
Ooh, that's tough. I would have to... I would say my top three that I have seen this year up through May would probably be Chris Hero, Fred Yehi, and AJ Styles in that order.
Hmm.
So.
It's not a bad little bunch. Tim.
Yeah, it's tough because if you really just go on match quality alone, it's really tough to – I mean – I think on match quality, Hero has everybody smoked. But then Fred Yehi, I think, is perhaps the most versatile wrestler in the United States today. And then AJ Styles has shown in 4 months in WWE that he is basically the same guy he's been for the last 3 years, right? And so it's really hard for me to look at anybody else in the U.S. and say, oh, I got to put that guy in. But, I mean, there are some candidates like – I'm sorry, but Roman Reigns right now is as good as any wrestler in the United States today.
Oh, and, yeah, he's excellent. You know, I mean, his performances in this Club Family Feud have been really, really great.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for me not to consider him. And you know what? I am a mark for the guy. I know the guy. But Jeff Cobb has put together a 2016 that is sneaky good. And I can't, I'm waiting on pins and needles to see the Chris Hero match because I've heard nothing but good things about it. But it's like his work on Lucha Underground. The stuff he's done from a perspective of, you know, he's now doing highlight indies. So this is, you know, he's about to work beyond in this weekend. He's really getting
freelance,
you know. Yep. And that's, and you guys are gonna be at that show, which, you know, have fun with that because that's seriously gonna be.
I'm actually not gonna be there. It's just Dylan and Papa, I'll be watching it live on YouTube for sure. So
one of the great indie live wrestling experiences that you can go is freelance wrestling right now. But I do, like, I'm such a huge fan of his, and I know that he's been kind of waiting for his opportunity to shine, and it's been really good to see him get his chance. So I'm just throwing that out there as kind of a personal pick, but I also think he's got as good a resume as a lot of guys who would be considered.
Someone else I want to throw out there is, you mentioned Lucha Underground, Mil Muertes. Is having a hell of a year.
Here's the thing with Muertes is that, so he's from Puerto Rico. So are you saying Puerto Rican wrestlers, because it's a U.S. place, like that they're considered part of the United States here?
What do you consider Puerto Rico? Are they international, or would they be considered by the U.S.? Because they're all part of the U.S.
Yeah, if this was the Wrestling Observer, then yes, they would be in the international category.
They'd be in the oceanic category. Yeah.
I mean, part of me says, I mean, Puerto Rico is kind of a without a home outside of itself. And yeah, I mean.
Well, they're all getting screwed by the U.S. right now. Like, they're not getting any help from them.
But I mean, I would say if you wanted to throw them in there, I wasn't sure. We had the international category, and I wasn't sure if you were going Puerto Rico there. But yeah, I mean, Mil Muertes is without a doubt a guy that you have to consider for this thing.
Devin, be the tiebreaker. Where should Puerto Rico be?
You know, Mil's so good that I think we should put him as an option for international.
Okay.
Because I don't think he's quite up there with the level of the top U.S. guys, in my opinion. But I think he's definitely someone who you could consider in, like, the top, you know, 10 to 20 in the world. So,
yeah.
You know, I think just so we can have a – I think he has a better chance making a team internationally.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
All right. So basically, we got to decide if Roman Reigns is – better than AJ or Yehi.
I mean, when we were talking about this earlier, Devin and I were like, Yehi's on this team.
He has to be on this team. His singular performances, like, he doesn't have that, like, I mean, I think, like, what Tim said, Hero has stronger matches, but Fred's singular performances, I think, are so good that I think he has to be in it. That's me.
What about AJ? Because AJ had that long Jericho feud, which didn't do many favors.
But I did like the New Day tag title match a lot.
Yeah.
And he had the Kevin Owens match during that time. That was really good.
Yep.
And, you know, it's really hard for me to – I mean, his last 2 months have been absolutely fire. Like, the six-man tags have been great. His one-on-one matches, the tag matches, it's like he has been straight fire the last 2 months. And I don't know. I feel tough not putting him on here.
He had a good January, too. His January was excellent, too. So
Yeah.
So, okay. Devin, AJ or Roman?
I'm going to go with AJ.
All right. Right now. Tim?
AJ. I got AJ.
All right.
But not by much. It's a lot closer than people think. It's a lot closer.
So Roman Reigns does not make the team. All right. So that's Team USA. Fred Yehi, Chris Hero, and AJ Styles. That was good. That's going to be a hard team to beat. But let's see. Where should we go? Let's go to Japan. All right, Tim. Who would be your number one pick from Japan?
So, I mean, I think Nakamura is kind of an easy choice here. You know, what he did with Sammy and April has been was sensational. What he did with AJ in January was sensational. There's and Devin can back me up on this. There's a part of me that wants to put Jushin Liger on this team right now.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, the Kushida match was great.
The match. I know Steven's seen it, but the match with Virus back at Fantastica Mania,
which was good.
Tremendous. I really want to put him on this team just because he's 51 years old and he's probably the. And to be quite honest with you, I haven't followed a lot of the All Japan guys. I don't really follow Dragon Gate. I know DDT, Harashima is a guy that a lot of guys like.
I mean, Akiyama's, still real good, but I've only seen one or two of his matches this year, and they're fine, and his singular performances are really good, but I don't know if I would put him on the list.
Yeah.
All right. Someone I think is a guarantee is Kamitachi.
It was funny because I was hoping we'd go to Mexico first because Dragon Lee was in the front of my mind, but I didn't think about Kamitachi. So yeah, I think he's a shoo-in. You're right.
And then other guys I was thinking, Kushida,
mm-hmm.
Kota Ibushi,
mm-hmm.
And then Akiyama you mentioned. I'm not big on the Japanese scene, so
I got one just to throw it out there, but Asuka, does she make this team?
Ooh.
Does she make this team?
I thought of her on my list. I thought of her. I think she's been good this year, but I think Miko's been better than her this year.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't think I'd put either one on there.
Yeah, and she has and Mika has the Aja match on her resume. So
right.
But yeah, I mean, if you were to pick a third guy, like Okada really hasn't done anything. I like what Naito's done. I think he's been solid. I think it's a kind of a nice, fresh breath, in New Japan.
You have Ishii, I guess.
I mean, Ishii's fine, but I mean outside of the Shibata match at the Dome.
He's kind of trailed off since then.
I don't know if he's got too much behind him. It's kind of tough. I mean, I know Devin. I know Dylan's a big fan of Taguchi. I know he's a huge Taguchi mark.
I've seen him in tags, but I haven't watched quite enough Japan.
Can we put Fujiwara on this team just for the Rambo and the 10-man tag on the New Year's Dash show? Can we do that?
Just for his interactions with Cheeseburger.
For the Cheeseburger interactions? All right. Can we do that?
So I think we've got Nakamura, we got Kamitachi. So do we want Liger? Do we want Fujiwara? Do we want Kushida? Kushida would be kind of the guy I would lean towards. He's so over in Canada.
I'll say this about Kushida. Like, I have been really impressed that he's been kind of given the ball, and he's at least tried to expand his style a little bit than what he was last year, for sure. I think he's definitely a better wrestler than he was last year. Does anybody have anything with Daisuke Sekimoto? Like, is he someone that...
I haven't seen Big Japan yet this year. And I know people like Tanner and stuff have really pimped it. I haven't seen it yet. So.
Or Kobayashi, right? I mean, Yuji Okabayashi is another guy a lot of guys are big fans of. Zeus. I know there's Zeus marks out there.
Yeah.
It is. It's kind of tough to Japan, like... they really don't have a lot of standouts right now. It kind of seems like there's a shuffle to see who's going to kind of stand out from a work perspective. It's probably the toughest out of the three, out of the places we'll be mentioning today.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know Musgrave's really high on Naito.
Yeah. I mean, he's fine, but it's more of like a showmanship type of thing. He's
character.
He's a great character.
He's pretty fun in the... the tournament in the show in Toronto, but he wasn't. I don't even know who Liger was the most fun there. Basically, I would say, do you guys want Kushida or Liger? I think those would be the two.
I'm going to say that Liger was better in the match, so I'm going to pick Liger.
Yeah, and I know Kushida has the Evo match, not the Evo match, but the Bushi match, which a lot of people like. But Liger has a few things this year that already are like top flight stuff, and I would like to put Liger on there. And you know what, Devin? You know what pushes Liger over the top, right?
What's that?
He tagged with Cheeseburger.
There you go.
There you go.
I saw it live. It was great. So,
so I think there you go. I think Liger, 51-year-old Jushin Thunder Liger, is on this team.
All right. So we're looking at the Japanese team. This might be the most charismatic team we're going to get with Nakamura, Kamitachi, and Liger. That's pretty good.
Right there.
That's a high-class team. But let's let's move to the Luchadors. Because you were saying that – so you're saying Dragon Lee is a fix, right?
Oh, God. He has to be, right?
Yeah. He's having a hell of a year. But, man, there's a lot of contenders. You got your Rush. You got your Negro Casas, Hechicero, Virus, Phoenix, Maximo.
Dorada's having a great
year. Oh, Dorada. Oh, man.
Would say Hechicero should probably be on because he's had those two really good singles matches with Virus and Casas.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
Can we put Casas on just because he'd interact with Liger? Just because? I mean, yeah. It would be
tough. He's having a great year, too.
Yeah, he continues to have a year. It's just like, ho-hum, another great year on Casas.
The one thing
that sucks is I really want to put Sombra on this team, but he just hasn't had enough. Like, he hasn't wrestled enough this year. He hasn't had enough big tape, you know?
I feel like Rush needs to be
on NXT.
No, I haven't watched tonight's episode yet, so I haven't. I've heard that he's starting to get play. Was it for the Cruiserweight Classic or was it just a
vignette? It was just a vignette for him to debut. I think it's a pretty good little vignette.
Awesome.
Check it out.
Yeah, I think Rush is a guy that should be on there somehow.
He feels like he has to be on there. Right.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
but
man,
who do you take off? Casas, Hechicero, or Dragon Lee?
Yeah, you're gonna piss someone off.
Yeah,
it's like so. I think the lock is Dragon Lee. Dragon Lee has to be a lock, right? Yeah. Right. And then Hechicero is really tough to bump. Like you said, he's got two of the higher profile singles matches that have really, you know, been good. I don't. Oof.
But Negro Casas is the greatest luchador of all time.
I know.
Oh, man. So, what do we do here, Tim? What's your thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, Dev, like, I would lean more towards Casas. That's just my personal preference, just because, you know, I'm a huge fan. But like, the other thing, too, is that, I don't know, like, Rush to me, he seems like a guy who's really tough to leave off any type of team right now. You know?
I know.
Oh God, dude! this is
Mexico's hard.
Those two is they're both so supremely entertaining. Even if the match isn't great, they're individually entertaining. Both of them are every time out. So
I think I'm with Tim, and I say Negro Casas stays and Hechicero's off.
No, I think Hechicero has to stay on.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
He has to.
Yeah.
He has to stay on.
Yeah, because I think he has two of the probably top five Lucha matches this year, you know?
So that means our good boy Negro Casas is not making Team Mexico?
I mean,
no. I would pick Casas over Rush.
I think Rush is our Roman Reigns here. I think Rush is the guy who, if this were a different time and Negro Casas wasn't, you know, 57 and doing what the hell he was doing, it's like, it's hard. I can't say no to Negro Casas right now. Negro Casas could literally take anybody that he thinks he could have a match with, and it probably 95% better than any wrestling match that you'll see this year.
That's true.
You know, so I got to go with Casas.
So I'm outvoted and Rush is off.
Rush is off. Sorry,
Rush
buddy.
Is off. That's fine. So we got, but you know, Dragon Lee, Hechicero, and Negrokosis. That's a hell of a team. So
that ain't bad.
That ain't bad. Yeah, I can't argue with that team.
No.
All right.
I just realized Virus just got totally ignored.
It sucks because I thought, like, so Virus has the Liger match, Virus has the Hechicero match, but.
Yeah, I know. I said to bring that up. He was so good.
He is so good.
He just, like.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
But he's always. He's kind of forgotten by Mexico, anyways. He kind of just floats under the radar, so it kind of makes sense.
Working the. I don't know, man. That's he's a tough leave too. Him and Rush being left off his team kind of shows you just how good Mexico is right now. So
yeah.
All
right. I guess that's Mexico, but
sadly.
So let's move to the UK. I'm gonna say Zack Sabre Jr. is kind of a gimme for me.
Yes. Yeah. He's got to be on for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I have begrudgingly accepted Zack Sabre Jr.'s awesomeness, I have to say.
Yay!
his biggest problem is he doesn't look like a tough guy. And it's hard, you know what I mean? Like, that can be tough to accept him.
He actually looks like, he looks exactly like my favorite musician, John K. Samson of the Weaker Limbs. So... doesn't look like a tough guy. He looks like a Winnipeg poet for the underground. But well, what can you do? UK's got a lot of good options. I'll read off some names that I made the list here. We have Drew Galloway, Wade Barrett, Finn Balor, Marty Scurll, Jake Gallagher, Will Ospreay, Sheamus. So
Jesus criminy.
So I don't know what you guys want to do with that.
I'm not a fan of Skrull. I'll go ahead and say that right now. Yeah, I think
take
he's
him
boring.
Off the list.
Okay. He's boring as I'll get out.
All right.
So
I think Galloway, when I thought about this list, Galloway was one of my locks. Like, I think what he's done, especially in Evolve, has really been top flight stuff. I think he's one of the best heels in wrestling right now. I would have a tough time leaving him off of something like this. But I also understand that maybe, you know, he's not everybody's cup of tea. So it's you know, I personally would vouch for him. But if I get outvoted here, that's not a problem. I just think that he's been really good, and it's kind of tough for me to not like what Drew's done lately.
Well, Devin, you just saw him live a bunch. Over WrestleMania weekend, what do you think?
I had great matches or anything. There was one great match that he had. It was a tag from, can't remember which one it was, but he is a good heel though. I will say that, and I think I'll give him a chance to get in just because I don't think this field is quite as good.
Yeah.
I'm not as big on Ospreay as others are. I like him. And I don't really like Finn Balor. I find him kind of boring. But that's just me on those two. And Sheamus has been kind of out of the spotlight this year, even though I still think he's pretty good. So
same with Barrett, you know.
Yep.
What do you guys think of Jack Gallagher?
I have not seen. I've only heard in the hype.
I haven't seen his matches because you have to pay for them, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they're on progress. A lot of it's on progress. It's $8 a month. Come on.
He's gay. He's Yehai-esque from what I'm hearing. That's what his buzz is. And
yeah,
you know, that's high praise considering. And a lot of people, I think he did make the Cruiserweight Classic, and so people are hoping that he really gets a look. You know, it's. I'd like to see more of him.
He's an old school mat wrestler. Like he had a match with Johnny the Kid a couple months ago. That was pretty fun. But you know, he's an old school guy with a mustache. Good mat worker. He's not. I wouldn't say he's at Yehai's level, but he's very good. I would say he's very good.
I need to see him. I need to maybe pay up and watch some progress or something. And
wait till wait till that tournament in June, and then watch that and see where you're at.
So is there? I'm trying to think if there's anybody that's kind of escaping me from the European side that.
I think we kind of have to put Galloway in. It seems like to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I
mean,
it depends what you guys think of Ospreay and Balor.
If you listen to a lot of guys right now, the three guys on this team would be Sabre, Ospreay, and Skrull. And you know, Skrull's not getting anywhere near my. But you know, part of me wants to put Ospreay in because he's gotten better, and I think out of the people left. I think that he probably offers the best stuff so far in 2016. Like, I think the match with Kushida was really good. It was flawed, and people were going nuts because, you know, Ospreay got his opportunity, and really it paid off for him. He was great in the match from a performance standpoint. But, you know, I feel he's got more right now that says he should be, amongst the better workers out of the UK. It's just that I also know that he does some things that if you're
a very annoying guy,
looked at the Ricochet match.
Yeah, that wasn't. Yeah.
That was not good.
No.
Yeah, I remember watching that and just thinking, I get why people like it, but
me too. It's just not
thing.
For me.
It just did not do a thing for me. And then the Skrull match also was not. You know, I know a lot of people went crazy for it that same weekend, but I was like, you know, it was fine.
I kind of want to put Sheamus there. Like, he's not doing much this year, but he's damn great anyways. He just hasn't shown it because he hasn't really had the chance.
Yeah.
Well, I like the AJ match on Raw from a couple weeks ago, and I like the Kalisto house show match from Minneapolis on March 4th. Those are both, you know, probably very good to great matches.
Are they as good as the Balor-Joe matches?
I think that...
Oh, shit. We made a huge oversight not even thinking about Joe. But that's
yeah,
for something
that's
different.
That's true. Like. Although I don't think Joe has gotten really good until, like, March. So
right.
I'll live with that omission.
That being said, he has been on fucking fire.
He carried Apollo Crews to a good match. That's a...
That's for sure.
So I think the most benign, like, okay, he's on this team guy for me, would be Sheamus. I think I'm right with you guys. It's like, if Sheamus makes his team, I'm like, yeah, I know he's going to go out there and be good in the match. I think he's kind of the guy that I would lean towards more than Ospreay, even though I like what Will's been doing.
Devin?
But I understand if we're going on strictly on performance, it's kind of like, well, you know, you either have to be really into Ospreay or you have to, you know, really be buying the small snippets of Sheamus you've seen in 2016.
Right.
And you guys aren't high on the Finn Balor. It seems.
No, I think Balor's been completely carried by Samoa Joe these last.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm not a big Finn Balor guy either. He bores me. You know, I don't think he's bad. You know, I just think he's boring. That's just kind of me. But
he's bland. That's the word for me. Like, I understand. Like, he's trying to use presence, but against is like he is trying to have a presence, whereas a guy like Joe has a presence. There's a difference there. It just seems like it's kind of forced with him.
All right, so
is there somebody of like you can like or like works primarily in the UK but isn't from the UK? Like, can we make Tommy End an honorary UK guy?
Robert Eaton.
There are guys like Dean Allmark and James Mason, but I haven't seen any of their matches this year.
Yeah. I think we got to pick either Ospreay or Sheamus. So, yeah. Tim, who do you think?
I'm going to go with Sheamus.
Devin?
Me too.
All right. Sheamus it is. But that's, you know, Sabre Jr., Galloway.
It's the weakest team so far, though, I think. Yeah. I think out of the team so far, it's the weakest team.
Yeah, but it's the UK. That's what you expect. But, like, for wrestling, like, US, Japan, Mexico, they're obviously going to be stronger than the UK.
That's so great. Oh, man.
Now, let's go to the true powerhouse. Let's go to Team Canada.
God, here we go.
All right. So, man, lots of great choices here. I'll throw out my short list. So we have Speedball Mike Bailey. It's freaking great. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Tyler Breeze, Josh Alexander, maybe a Ty Dillinger, a Tyson Dukes, maybe. Michael Elgin, if you're into that. Bobby Roode, Eric Young, Kyle O'Reilly, Kenny Omega, Brent Banks. I don't know. What are you guys thinking?
I'm thinking Zayn's got to be in.
Yeah. Zayn is a lock for me.
I really do like Speedball, but his visa issues and not – I mean, I know he's working some and, you know, working dates in Canada at C4 or whatever, but
yeah.
I haven't seen any of that stuff, so.
He was good at the start of the year. He had in the CCW, he had that Sami Callihan match.
Yeah, great match.
And there's a lot of good companies in Canada, so he's still getting good work.
I mean, Kyle O'Reilly is kind of interesting to me. I think he's weird in that I think when I watch him, I like what he does, but there's nothing about him that screams like he's a truly a great worker. Like, he's one of those guys that to me is like head and shoulders above somebody else. But he's good, and I think we're kind of skirting around Owens because I think we all have differing opinions on him. Like, I think he's someone that either you really like him or you're kind of like, he's fine. But it's kind of tough. Like, Zayn is, I think, the only shoe in here, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say Speedball was a shoe in, but that's me.
I mean, I like Speedball a good bit. I just haven't seen stuff since February. So, yeah. I mean... I like Owens. I'm more in the fine camp though on him. I think he's good, but I think he can. I think he has an over reliance on just going, you know, having spot fest sometimes.
Yeah. So is anyone high? Like, I haven't seen Elgin in like a year because I refuse to watch his matches. But is anyone high on him?
He's way better than he was. To New Japan has helped him. I don't think he's like a super worker or anything, but he signed with New Japan because of ROH just not giving him the ball, basically. And so he decided after getting some good reactions there, he entered the G1. I think he was fine in the G1. I liked the matches he had. I still think it's stupid that he didn't win the ROH title against Lethal. I thought that was an easy pick-em, but... you know, I think he's fine. I think he's kind of Kevin Owens-esque in the sense that I think you watch him and he does his good spots, but it's, you know, I think Ryback's better than he is, you know? And so it's like, it's kind of like, I think you'd be kind of stretching to definitely find a spot for him.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think we should give a spot to Bailey just be a proxy. To be perfectly honest with you, because as far as I'm concerned, if he was getting regular dates, we'd be putting him in the conversation for best worker in the world right now, you know, up there with the Ahai and Hero and the like. Like, the truth. He's gotten so much better in the last year that it's almost like night and day. He's turned into way more than just a spot fest guy, but he's done it at a level that I think, frankly, kills Will Ospreay.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
Like, dead in the water.
Isn't he working Scorpio?
Yes, or something? I know.
God,
freaking primate.
I can't. Like, if it wasn't a 4-hour drive and I had to work the next day, I was tempted to make it.
Somebody, good grief. Somebody tape that match, please.
Oh, it'll be taped. C4 tapes all their stuff. So,
speaking of which, Scorpio almost killed a dude the other week. He did
Timmy Lou Retton.
Oh, God, that was so just gnarly. Oh, my God. near 50-year-old Scorp doing the moonsault leg drop and just flat out falling on a dude's face.
That's a good match, too.
God, so...
So I want to go over some of these guys that I used to watch live every month about 8 years ago. The Bobby Roods, the Eric Youngs, Ty Dillingers, and Tyson Dukes. Has anyone seen much of their stuff this year?
I think Ty Dillinger might be top five entertaining workers in the WWE NXT right now. I think if he comes on TV, he's immediately somebody just to watch. I think he's really fun.
Sean Spears.
I don't know, he
was excellent in the Nakamura match. I mean, he was you know, just as entertaining as Nakamura was, you know, as far as like a fun match it goes.
Has anyone watched TNA?
No.
Okay. So
I've seen one Eric Young match from besides the Joe one from TNA. It was okay.
I mean, if out of those four, I'd take Dillinger.
Okay. Yeah,
me too.
But, you know, Owens is there. Josh Alexander, I haven't seen him since he returned from his retirement, so I can't really judge fairly. I think Kyle O'Reilly is good. I think he'd be up there with Owens. I know people are praising Kenny Omega, but...
No, Omega's not my thing. No.
Not my thing either.
I know why people like him, but he's not my thing.
Yeah. Well, I think you'd have to put Owens just because they'd have such good chemistry with Sami Zayn. Because they'd be on the same team. They'd be teammates.
Yeah. It's kind of begrudging, though. That's the thing. It's like, I really wish that, you know, that I could just say for sure Owens, but he hasn't really, like, he hasn't had a truly great match since the Finn ladder match. And I know people like the four-way. I mean, the four-way from this past weekend at Extreme Rules was terrific. I thought it was way up there as far as four ways go. But I don't know. I just kind of think, like, for him, he hasn't done anything in the last 6 months that has really stood out to me.
Has anyone seen Scotty O'Shea?
No.
Okay.
No.
Never mind. He's awesome. I would put him in contention, but no one's seen him, so. Nope.
So it sounds like we're just trying to fill one spot, because I think we all agree that the visa problems for Mike Bailey don't supersede him being an obvious member of Team Canada.
Right.
Yep. Okay. So we just need to find the one spot.
I guess Owens O'Reilly.
It's between those two, I think, because I think they're both good and solid, but I think they have their flaws. So I think it's between those two. I don't know. Maybe there are others, but I think it's those two guys.
Yeah. So I'll throw it in for Owens. What about you, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, if I were to pick the two, I mean, Kyle's had some good stuff. The Kushida match, everybody's talking about the spot of the year.
Yeah.
It's a tremendous spot. And they work together, too. I like the top of the finals last year between those two. And I think, you know, he pulled some good stuff out of Adam Cole. And, you know, I think, you know, he does well for himself. I want to see what him and Cole or him and Strong do, you know, in PWG. I think that would be cool. But I think for now I'm going to go with Owens just because I think that, you know, as he's been in more entertaining stuff this year. Than O'Reilly has, and even though he might not have been the focal point of it, I have enjoyed matches that he has been in. So,
I like the Ambrose street fight from the Royal Rumble too. So, that's another match, but that's two. That's a majority. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
So Team Canada: Sami Zayn, Mike Bailey, and Kevin Owens. Not too bad. It's a shame it wasn't, you know, 20 years ago. Could have been a hell of a team. But let's move to the final team, Team International. And I'll throw out some options here because it's hard to think of options when you're thinking about any wrestler from any country that's not this one, the ones we talked about. So you have Rusev, who's Bulgarian. You have Cesaro, who's from Switzerland. Tommy End from the Netherlands. Angelico from South Africa. You have Thunder, that luchador. He's from Australia, actually. Haste and Nichols, that tag team from Australia, that just starting with NXT. PJ Black, he's South African. And Mil Muertes, who is Puerto Rican, who we decided might fit in here.
So I think there's two obvious ones, and I think it's Cesaro and Mil Muertes. Those two, I think, for me, are just you have to put them on.
Yeah, same here. That's kind of how I feel.
So that just
now, the question becomes, what do you do with the third one? Because this actually might be perhaps the most contentious non-US spot out of finding the third. So I know. Devin, you said Tommy End earlier. Do you think Tommy End still?
No, because I think Rusev's better than Tommy End.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Even with the Heroes Eventually Die tag?
You know, yeah. I mean, I think those tags are kind of excessive in, when I think
now
about it.
Now they become, right? The first time you see them, yeah, they become kind of derivative after a while. That's a good call.
He is really good in progress. Tommy End. So there's that, but no one's
watching that. Rusev is now like Rusev is on fire now too.
That's
like,
true.
Right,
yeah.
Now, Rusev is what he should have been all along before Vince decided to screw with him because he wanted you know, it's like he's in the spot he needs to be in. And he's phenomenal. The Kalisto stuff has been great. And he's one of the best heels in wrestling when he's on. And yeah. If he's going to continue to be like this, then we're going to get the Rusev of 2014, which is just fine by me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of Rusev. So, which was just an oversight, you know, on my part. And I was just trying to think of international guys. And I think, you know, ends one
he
of
them. He has a Russian Bulgarian gimmick. Like, that's. Yeah. He's in the League of Nations.
But he lives in Tampa. That's the thing. So like, it doesn't resonate with you.
I had to look it up to make sure he wasn't a fake Russian, to be honest. But he was born in Bulgaria, so.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's funny. He's, by the way, Kofi Kingston, technically, he also qualifies for this.
For Jamaica or for Ghana?
For either or. Ghana or Africa.
Oh, but yeah, you don't take Kofi Kingston over Rusev or Tommy End. So.
No. See, with Rusev, I just literally forgot about him, which was just weird. Like, I was just like trying to think, and I just for some reason it was just an oversight.
Yeah, and I didn't think of him until Steven said, "So we got guys from like Bulgaria, Switzerland."
And I was like, "Oh, yeah,
Rusev."
Yeah, I think. I'd go with Rusev over Tommy End. I'm a huge Rusev mark. Devin?
That team is stacked, man. Good Lord.
Well, that's what happens when you combine the superpowers of the world. The superpower of Switzerland, Puerto Rico, Bulgaria. the axes of power or whatever.
Oh, my God, dude. We also, by the way, Power Udi technically still from Nigeria. He is technically eligible if we wanted to go with the great Power Udi. By the way, if he does hear this podcast, we'll never hear the end of it for not putting him on the team.
That's amazing.
Don't forward this to Power Udi, whatever you do.
I was going to attach him on like a tweet, but... But maybe not. So yeah, that was the teams. So now we've got our six teams. We're gonna take a break. We'll come back and we'll set up the two groups and we'll square them off one on one and see which team, you know, is taking home the World Cup. So we'll be back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What's up, everybody? This is Kevin Kelly. Make sure you check out every episode of the Kevin Kelly Show right here on the Place to Be Nation, placetobenation.com, The Kevin Kelly Show. Every episode is a winner. At least we hope.
Place B Nation's Justin Rosero here. In addition to the Kevin Kelly Show, we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes and PlaceBNation.com. You can check out Scott Criscullo and me on the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, with our famous Vintage Vault pay-per-view reviews. PTBN also covers current day wrestling with Main Event, Mission Indie Possible, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows with immediate feedback on WWE, NXT, and Ring of Honor Super Shows. And relive wrestling's past with our monthly pay-per-view rewind series led by Ben Morse and the Dangerous Alliance Wrestling Podcast as we dive into various subjects in the form of exercises and games. We got sports covered too with the Sports Evolution Mega Show with Scott, Dr. G, Cowboy, and Cowboy Sr., the Kings of Sport led by Live Audio Wrestling's godfather Nate Milton, as well as the NBA Team Podcast and the TJ McClune Show. PTBN tackles pop culture and irreverence with Richard and the Mailman, the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, and if you like a hybrid of all of this in list form, check out Jordan Duncan's Rank and File. All of these shows are available on PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus tournaments and more. We want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, and Fall River, Massachusetts, and Scott Keats' Blog of Doom. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
This is Parv, and I'm here to tell you to listen and subscribe to the Pro Wrestling Only Place to Be Nation Podcast Network. That's the PWO PTBN Podcast Network, where you'll find a ton of in-depth shows done by hardcore fans. We've got Chris Zellner's 1-2 Punch of Exile on Bad Street, and with David Bickenspan, a smash hit Between the Sheets. We've got Wrestling Culture with Dylan Hales and Dave Musgrave, Goodwill Wrestling and the reaction shows with Good Old Will from Texas. We've got This Week in Wrestling with my man Pete and Johnny Sorrow, Stephen Graham and Tim Livingston's Pro Wrestling Super Show, Tag Teams Back Again with Kelly and Marty Sleaze, and a ton of other great shows too. And of course, there's Titans of Wrestling and Where the Big Boys Play with yours truly and some dude from down south called Chad. PWO, PTBN, Podcast Network.
And we're back. I'd like to thank everyone again for joining us on the Pro Wrestling Super Show. And especially our guest here, Devin. Do you have anything you would like to plug? Your Twitter? Anything you're doing?
Sure, yeah. I am on Twitter at KingMotivatorH. And I do a blog called WrestlingVirtues.blogspot.com. It's where I watch as many 2016 WWE as I can, house shows, C shows, Raw, SmackDown, pay-per-views, network specials, NXT, everything. Rank the matches, rank the wrestlers each month, that kind of thing. And I'm thinking about doing a mock draft for the supposed rumored brand split in the coming month. So that might show up on my blog here pretty soon.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. And Tim, what baseball stuff do you have to plug?
Oh, God, yeah. So the Sonoma Stompers, the baseball team I work for out here in California, we're starting our season next week, and so I kind of turned into a baseball pumpkin for 3 months. But I'll try and stay up to date with as much on the pro wrestling as I can. But on the wrestling side, Phoenix Pro Wrestling, the place that I do commentary for with Eric Ritz from Segunda Caída, we have our show coming up on June the 17th in Petaluma. And it should be a fun show there. And then, you know, go follow them, PPW Petaluma, on Twitter and on Instagram, and you can follow them on Facebook. And if you go to the YouTube channel, you can see some matches that feature Jeff Cobb, who is a local guy and was wrestling for the company for about the last 18 months. So you can check some of that stuff out. So that's and then, of course, if you want to follow me, I'm at Mr. Tim Livingston on Twitter.
Why can't the Raptors play in Cleveland? Well, what the hell?
I don't know, dude.
This playoffs have been terrible. It's just been boring, man. I don't know.
God damn it! Don't even get me started on the Warriors. I'm totally freak. The Sharks, though. Steven is happy.
Yeah,
the Sharks are just about to, like, as we speak, are minutes away from clinching their first Stanley Cup berth ever.
Well, that's nice. So, I like Joe Pavelski, Joe Thornton. You know, it's a nice group of guys to deserve to be there. So that's very good.
Good.
Very good. Yeah, I like that team. Yeah, but, you know, hockey's all about the Leafs, and their future is looking great. But if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Stephen Graham TWS, Stephen with a V, Graham like the cracker, and TWS like the wrestler snapshot, which will return in a future date, right, Tim?
Yes. All right. Yeah, we'll be, like we're trying to do it, so pretty crazy.
I think we'll do it on, like, Demolition or something.
Oh, that'll work. Sure, why not?
Make me happy. Maybe get Matt D on here. Anyways.
I'm laughing too much. That's awesome.
All right, guys. So, do you guys want to start in Group A or Group B?
Group A, because alphabet.
All right. So, let's just match up individual teams and see who would win, and then we'll see here. So, Team USA, Fred Yehi, Chris Hero, AJ Styles. Is that team better than Team Canada of Sami Zayn, Mike Bailey, and Kevin Owens? Devin.
Yes.
Boom. Yeah, that's kind of a no-brainer for me. Sorry, Steven.
I know. I could see, Sami Zayn and Mike Bailey are awesome. So let's see. So does Canada beat Mexico of Dragon Lee, Hechicero, Negro Casas?
No.
I'm afraid not.
No, sorry. All right. Poor Team Canada here getting
shut out.
Yeah.
So I guess the question is, if we were to look at as a train goes by, Fred Yehi, Chris Hero, and AJ Styles, or Dragon Lee, Hechicero, Negro Casas?
Let's talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, this one's going to take a little bit more time. So, how do you want to break this down?
Gosh. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of tough.
Jeez, I'm criminy.
So let's see. who's the best guy on each team?
I don't know. Come on, man. These might be the six best wrestlers on Earth right now. Literally. Might be the six best wrestlers on Earth right now.
I say let's come back to that matchup. We'll save that. That's
cool. I don't know. I think we need to take care of this now because we need to have this out. We just need to have this out.
Okay.
Well, fuck you all. I think Mexico is better. You have Dragon Lee, who is perhaps the best wrestler in the world, who's having great spot fests. He can do it all. Hechicero is maybe the best mat wrestler in the world. And Negro Casas, the greatest, the greatest wrestler on this list, the fourth greatest wrestler of all time, according to my list, and all the other people are retired, and he's the most charismatic of everyone listed here. I think those three, I could see a case that all three of the Mexicans are better than the best American.
That's tough. I'm going to defend the U.S. side a little bit because I think part of it is footage, where I think those guys have more footage and a bit more availability there. And I think and because of that, I think they have more volume, which really helps their side a lot for me personally. But I would say stuff like Casas, Hechicero, who both are on Team Mexico. Their match is a top, probably a top, I don't know, one of the better matches of the year this year. So it's tough. And of course, the Dragon Lee Kamataichi matches have been outstanding. So I don't know, Tim.
I don't know. I think that Fred Yehi to me, like, Fred Yehi, so Nakamura does something to me where, every time I see him come on, I, get instantly amped up. And I watched a random Fred Yehi tag match from Beyond that popped up a couple days ago. And I loved it. Like, even though it wasn't nearly the best Fred Yehi match, like, everything he did in the match, I loved. Like, he's that type of wrestler to me. I can find a reason to like literally everything Fred Yehi does in a wrestling match.
And you can't say that about Nick Rokassis.
No, that's the thing. So it's like, okay, so Nick Rokassis has been doing that for
30 years.
Yeah. And I think AJ Styles is very, very comparable to
Dragon Lee.
To Dragon Lee, because I think they can work basically whatever style you want them to, and they'll excel yep. at it, you know? So yeah,
both of them are very versatile.
And so this comes down for me, Chris Hero versus Seth Cesaro. And like we were talking about, I think Chris Hero, just from us, if you looked at his standout matches, the matches, like when you say Chris Hero is the best wrestler in the world, these are reasons why. Seth Cesaro has the great match with Casas, but it's like Hero has multitudes of great matches, and with a lot of different guys too, you know. I understand it's Casas and Hechicero, and you're going to get your mind blown watching it, but Hero has, I mean, he's wrestled basically wherever, he's been great basically wherever, and yeah, he's had the Heroes Eventually Die stuff where it goes on a little long, but phew, I mean, he might have 4 or 5 of the top 10-15 matches in the U.S. this year.
Oh yeah, I would say the the Riddle Williams Yehi,
the Sabre Junior matches,
and yeah, the Zack Sabre Junior match that I was at live. I haven't even seen the second one yet, from Evolve 60 yet. But those four right there would be my top 10-15 matches of the year, singles matches. So,
and I do think still, even though that. And the matches since have been kind of that first Heroes Eventually Die tag match against Callahan and Sabre is still top flight.
Oh yeah, outstanding match.
I think it's probably the best tag match this year. It's tough. It's tough for me to look at that and say I can't put him over any of those other guys. And that's with Dragon Lee having the Kamaitachi matches, having the trios matches. I personally, as much as I love the Lucha guys, I would lean towards the U.S. That's me.
That's American bias. That's you're sticking up for your home country. It's pathetic in this one.
I think it is. I'm sorry to put you on the spot. Like,
you know. Steven's gonna hate me.
Yeah,
I've got to put the U.S. guys because I think Hero and Yehi, honestly, no joke, would be my top five in the world right now. Yeah, both those right. guys. Whereas Hechicero would probably be knocking on the door of my top 10. Cautious be somewhere around there, but Dragon Lee is top 20. I haven't seen all the stuff, but I and AJ would be my top 10. So. Just for where I would rank the guys, I would put them ahead.
American bias. American bias. That's all I can say about this. But, you can't really complain about a team of Hero, Yehi, and Styles. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Although I'd rather watch... Here's the tiebreaker, maybe, to you guys. The Mexicans... They have a lot more experience working trios matches.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get that technical with this.
and I'll even say, now, they're not maybe as good as the best, and they're definitely not as good as the best, but the club family matches are quite good. Yeah, no lie.
That's very true.
So AJ has that in his favor.
All right. That was my Hail Mary. That was my last argument I was trying to push for Mexico. So USA comes out of Group A as the winners. All right, let's move on to Group B. Let's see what happens here. So let's look at the UK. We have Zack Sabre Jr., Drew Galloway, and Sheamus. And are they better than Team Japan, which is Nakamura, Kamatachi, and Liger?
I'll jump in. Yeah. I'm gonna pick Japan for this. Just because, you know, we mentioned it before, but Sheamus has kind of been on the back burner, and he just kind of had to, you know, sort of be slotted in to the UK team. And I think Zack Sabre Jr. Is a top 10 wrestler in the world this year, but
I think Nakamura and Kamatachi on their best days are top 3 workers in the world.
Yeah, they're great.
I would hear an argument, though, that Zack Sabre Jr. is the best wrestler out of these 6, as much as I love Kamatachi. I'll hear an argument.
Yeah, I would listen to that.
But I am with Devin here. I think that Shinsuke, he has the singular performance of 2016. Zayn matches is without a doubt like the highlight of 2016.
Yeah.
And then we talked about it. Liger continues to just go out there and be Liger, even at his age, and just going for one last run, and it's been spectacular. And then, you know, Kamaitachi is the best high flyer in the world for me. And I know people like Will Ospreay, but Kamaitachi's matches, he's the best. He is a way better Manami Toyota than Manami Toyota ever was in a lot of
ways. Have you seen him in Ring of Honor?
Yeah, and fuck Ring of Honor. Seriously, delirious. Out of all the shit, you bring in Kamaitachi, who you could put him in with so many people, and he would have so many great matches. Just like, eh.
Just I saw him. I was so excited to see him live. And what did I get? A 4-way where he was the least of the 4. Like, he got the least amount to do.
He's like, what the fuck am I doing here? It's like, yeah, we're all thinking it. You know? Fuck that, man.
Yeah, I was pissed.
Incredible.
And no one knew who he was, too.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Pissed me off. I couldn't believe that.
I'll look it up or something like that.
Yeah.
New Japan tie-in? Shit. It's like, oh, God.
Why did they even bring him in?
Don't know.
Because they're just throwing him in, you know, in random 6-man tags in June, too, I think.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So. That's going to help. That'll be fun. God damn it. Yeah. But, yeah, I got to go to Japan here. I really do. As much as, you know, Zack Sabre Jr. is ridiculous. There's things he does in matches. It's kind of like what just fucking happened. You know,
it's like watching a wizard wrestle, I think. Yeah.
Did y'all see the clip of, I think it was him, where he gave like someone like, for the cruiserweight best qualifier, the dragon suplex he gave somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Tiger suplex. Yeah,
that was insane.
It was, I thought the guy's shoulders had popped out of place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a joy to watch. He's mesmerizing. Like, I can't take my eyes off him when he's wrestling. It's just, it's stunning to watch. But let's see if him and his UK friends can take out the international team of Cesaro, Mil Muertes, and Rusev. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, that's a no. That's a hard no. Devin even answered before. That's a hard no. That really is.
No, Martez would just put on the chainmail glove
All right. So that leaves us with Japan and international. And this one's tricky.
This is close.
This, for at first glance, and this is with me not really diving in, this seems like an easy win for the international team. That's just me. It seems that way. Hmm. But I can be swayed just simply because, like we talked about, like the consistency of Liger plus Shinsuke being the most prolific big match worker we got right now, plus Kamaitachi just being the best like kind of showcase guy we have right now. does that match up with Rusev being such a great heel, Cesaro just being otherworldly himself, and Mil Muertes being maybe as good, if not the best, big match worker, more than Nakamura? It's like the stuff he's done in Lucha Underground this year has been incredible.
The Jeff Cobb feud has been amazing.
There's that gravest match.
Graver consequence.
Punches through the consequence.
Yes.
Like, my brother Dustin and I were watching that. We were like, holy shit! He punched through the coffin.
That was great. I think Japan is super well balanced. Like, you have your high flyer, you have your kind of veteran, and then you have the charismatic striker in Nakamura. It's a well balanced team, while the international team is more about power and destruction.
I will say this about Nakamura and Kamataichi is that when they are given a position to have an incredible, like a big time match, they're like among the best in the world at it. So,
yeah.
and they both have instances of that this year. So,
yeah.
I will give them that. And Liger, of course, is consistent and is excellent at his age and still kicking ass. So, but Cesaro is like the best guy in all of his matches on Raw every week, and Rusev is amazing. Especially in the last couple of weeks. And of course Mill is just as good of a big match worker as Kamataichi and Nakamura are. Saying all that makes it closer to me, but when Nakamura and Kamataichi are kind of on regular shows, sometimes they can kind of fade off in the background. But a lot of that can be booking. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
This is tough.
I feel like I want to go with international too, but I think it's close.
It's very close. I think I have to give it to Japan. Because, like, I think Nakamura and Cesaro, they're probably the two best, and they're really close. Kamitachi and Muertes, maybe the next best two, and that's a damn close toss-up. And then you have Liger and Rusev, and Rusev's been great lately, but he's been doing dick all for most of the year. Boy.
Can I present a third option real quick?
What would that be?
I don't want to go too long on this, but can we compare Japan with the U.S. real quick? Because I'm leaning towards international.
So you want to do what the Democratic Party is not doing and
So if you were to do that, so I mean, we've seen AJ versus Nakamura, and I think that's one, like, those guys. It speaks for themselves. Then, if you get Yehi and Hiro involved, like, I mean, Hiro and Cesaro match up so well. Like, they're so flexible. They do so many different things. So then, I think this really comes down to Yehi versus Rusev. If you were to compare those or Liger. Sorry.
Yeah.
Shit. Damn. Because both of those guys do the little things so well in their matches.
Yeah.
Fuck!
I kind of made it into a round robin, but maybe that's a little more interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Help. I mean, it doesn't help, because I don't like, well, shit. Damn it. God damn it. Tachi and Hiro. Fuck. God damn it.
I think what hurt Cesaro and Rusev on the international side is that Rusev was, lost with the League of Nations for early the year, and Cesaro was, recovering from injury. So that hurts the international side if you just count 2016.
Yeah, but if you count just today, like now going forward.
Right. Now going forward, they're both great. So I don't know.
Let's settle that. Okay, so Tim, Japan or international?
It's close, but I'm going Japan.
You said international the first time.
I did, but I think the one thing. So if I were to pick, like, Japan, like, so Mil Muertes is great, but there are two guys on Japan, and that if they are at their best, I think are that much better than the other guys.
They're better than Cesaro at their best?
I mean,
what are you saying?
Here's the thing. All right, so we're going to go there. Okay, which is better, your favorite Cesaro Zayn match or Nakamura Zayn?
Oh, that to me is like a toss up. That's so hard because I think, yeah, those are both at the same level.
I love how we're just doing a bunch of Sophie's Choices matchups in this ring. Just the worst. I mean,
yeah. I mean, if you're going to compare those things, I mean, you would have to compare the series of Cesaro Zayn versus versus Cesaro or Zayn Nakamura, in my opinion. But
fuck. Well, I just made this worse.
Who would you ever watch in Mexico, El Macias or Kamatachi?
I'll tell you what, Ricky Banderas, El Macias, whatever you want to call him, Mil Muertes, can be pretty bad in Mexico when he's in AAA sometimes.
But that LA Park stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But he's had his bad stuff. I mean, he's amazing now. He's been amazing the last 2 years, but
yeah. Is that because of editing?
It's because of AAA.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I think I'm gonna go Japan too. Between Japan, the highs of Kamatachi and Nakamura are so great. And Liger is awesome, and has been really good this year. I'm gonna lean towards Japan now. Final as my final vote on that.
Tim, are you still with Cesaro, or are you still with Nakamura?
I think I'm with Japan here. By the way, we are again going to what I think is the unspoken tiebreaker. Liger tagged with Cheeseburger.
Yes.
Really, we should have just gone to that right from the start. But, you know.
Well, that sets up.
By proxy, Cheeseburger has gotten Team Japan to the finals. Cheeseburger, your 2016 Flair Thez winner.
Tell Alan Blackstock that.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm gonna keep telling him.
So Japan and U.S. Probably the two of the more. Oh, man, I wish Dylan was here. He would have helped me get Mexico into this fucking thing.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, Steven. He's fallen in love with the U.S. Indies, and he would have. I know Dylan. He probably would have just given the U.S. guys a landslide win.
Yeah, but he did that big rant about the American bias and how Mexico's undertreated.
I know he did. I know he did. And you know what? I'm going to call him out and say I bet he would be eating his words on this podcast right now.
All right. But he's not here. We got the brother. Ah.
The better brother.
Better brother, Devin.
That's right. The better version.
Yeah. So how are we going to break down Yehi, Hiro, and Styles and Nakamura, Kamatachi, and Liger?
Gosh. Well,
first shots. Let's see.
What's weird is now that you say all those names, it's really hard to figure out who the weak link is.
Yeah.
Because people are like, it's got to be Liger, right? It's like, well, the last 6 months basically say no to that. Like, yep. it's
is there's been a, there's there hasn't been a Liger match this year that hasn't been good, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it also comes down to what you think of Fred Yehi, and you know, Dev and I are obviously huge fans of his, and it's kind of hard for me not to just put him in the stratosphere along with Hero. And of course, Styles is in a position that we've all kind of wanted to be in, and not only is he delivered, but he's elevated literally five guys around him.
But
five guys.
But Styles wasn't good enough to get Jericho into a good match.
Dude, there's nobody on the face of this fucking earth like Chris Jericho. Jushin Liger ain't walking through that door and having Negro Casas couldn't have a good match with Chris Jericho. All
right? Well, you telling me you didn't love the Asylum match last night?
Oh my god. 27-minute long. Like, I went to go do something else entirely, came back, and they were still wrestling, and I was like...
I have seen TNA Raven Orange Clockwork House of Fun matches better than that.
Oh, God, that Abyss match is great. Let's not get into that. that Abyss match ain't bad.
I don't think I've ever seen that, actually, to be fair.
I liked his Orange Clockwork Fun matches. He had one with Diamond Dallas Page. That was a lot of fun.
What the fuck? Really?
In WCW. Yeah, Raven and Diamond Dallas had a great feud in 98.
Oh, but it was called a Raven's Rules match back
Oh,
then.
Sorry.
Okay.
But he had a cage. Anyways, it's...
But, like, yeah, so... fucking Jericho. So, We're the impasse here, I think, is...
I'm going with Japan. Screw y'all.
Japan?
It's got a Mexican, kind of. It's got...
I feel like I'm again going to be the fulcrum. Like, I feel like I'm the guy that is going to be, like, the decision maker here. Like, because I have
I'm going to go ahead and say, just so I can make Tim the decision
maker. Oh, you're such a dick. Oh, my God.
So, I think Nakamura... is the best wrestler in the world. He, every chance he's got this year, he's delivered big time. He's been kind of, you know, transitioning from company, but even in that transition, his very first match in the new company, on a special event, on WrestleMania weekend, he over-delivered. He delivered the best match of the year already. You add to that Kamatachi, who is killing it in Mexico. With the Dragon Lee matches and every match he has, he's just freaking great. He's leading the two New Japan rookies. He's leading them to a really fun team. Kamatachi, top five wrestler in the world. He's outstanding. And Liger, like you said, he's been delivering versus everyone, teaming with Cheeseburger, facing Virus, facing any one of the New Japan juniors. Great stuff. I think when you have the best wrestler in the world and someone else in the top five, and then Liger, I don't think that team can be discounted.
So here's the thing. Just put this out there. Fred Yehi, top three. Chris Hero, top three. AJ Styles, top 10.
You think Nakamura, Yehi, and Hero are the three best?
Right. So... Nakamura, okay, so Nakamura at his best.
Yeah.
I think is probably the best out of the six. His best, Nakamura is the best out of the six.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chris Hero, though, is one of the few guys, maybe outside of Nakamura. I think AJ has it, but maybe not to the extent that Hero does. But Hero has this thing about seizing a moment or trying to find greatness, like trying to put something into his match that when you think about that match, it makes something special out of it, like the Sabre Jr. match or the tag match.
Stupid spot he builds to that is overblown and ridiculous that he throws out there.
So the opposite of that is him in PWG, which has me kind of heart palpitations for the Cobb match because I hope they don't fucking do a suplex pop-up move in that match. But it's like, look.
I've never seen Nakamura do anything as stupid as Chris Hero does sometimes.
Nakamura can amp up the charisma so much that it makes you want to punch him in the face. I'll
the
say
Kota
that right
Ibushi,
now.
The Kota Ibushi match, which Steven loves to death and actually made his top 100 list, there are some things in that match that people kind of think the Nakamura just kind of threw in there just to throw in there because he was on the big dome show with a guy who would basically do anything to get himself over.
Top 100 match of all time.
Right. But look, I'm telling you right now, if you put, Chris Hero in a big match right now, I'm going to watch it. Fred Yehi, basically anything right now, I'm going to watch it. And AJ Styles is the only reason right now that I feel like I would actually change the channel on WWE TV. And that's with Cesaro being on the fucking show, right? AJ Styles in 5 months, even with the Jericho bullshit, has turned himself into the AJ Styles we want him to be when he came to WWE. Plus, he has the Nakamura match. I'm sorry. I love Nak. The Zayn match was, like, poignant to me as a wrestling fan. And I love Kamui Tachi when he's with Dragon Lee. And I am such a huge Niger Mark. I was the one pushing for the viewers match for people to be all over it. But look, I have to give it to the U.S. and it's not by a big margin at all. But I can't.
Here's my question for you, Tim.
I can't say no. I just can't.
Tim, if you were not born in the U.S.
No, this is turning into the greatest wrestler of all time thing. Oh God. If I was trying to think of a percent, because I've also made, and let's be honest, as far as the UK boom is concerned, I've been one of its most vocal deriders because I think that there's a lot of guys getting overblown just because their fan base happens to be vocal. And so, I'll put that out there. But it's also one of those things where, as you've realized now in wrestling, just you're going to pimp your guys out. Like, I'm going to be behind Jeff Cobb 100%. Regardless of what he does, you know, the Hales Clan is going to be all over the Fred Yehi bandwagon. They were back on his bandwagon when there was nobody on it. I mean, they, to be perfectly honest with you.
Watching those Slim J matches 2 years ago.
A lot.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. By the way, the Shook D match, can we talk about that? We didn't even bring that up, but it's like, look, there's so many great things that we as wrestling fans, like, you're pimping your can, the guys that you've been watching that you really are a big fan of, that you got a chance to watch up there in the C4 and all the great stuff.
Smash? Anyone can watch Smash. It's like $8 a month. And you can watch every one of their shows, watch all the awesome Cherry Bomb. I'll tell you, the best feud of the year is Cherry Bomb and, what's her name? The Vampire Girl. Those two have been killing it all year.
Speaking of Cherry Bomb, the best feud of the year I've seen is the head of Cherry Bomb is Kimberly because she's with the hierarchy. The best feud going on this year is in AWE Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment. The Hierarchy versus the Carnies, which is TMIOU, Carry Off from Nick Iggy, and Trip Cassidy versus the Hierarchy, which is Chip Day, Murder One, Jimmy Rave, and Iceberg with Kimberly. So,
oh, fuck.
Courtney Rush is the...
What about Isaias Velasquez in Freelance against everybody? No. I don't know. That's,
he's good, man.
He's good. He really is.
It's Cherry Bomb and Courtney Rush by far. It's even extended to TNA. That's how good that feud is.
Isaias is 205. That's all I'm saying right now. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got to go U.S. I mean, personal bias even, Steven. Sorry. Yes. But
you hoser.
It's not by much. It really is not by much. Look. Like I said, the Zayn match is my, like, wrestling moment of the year. Like, it was a truly, like, when I saw it happen, I got a feeling in the pit of my stomach that I hadn't gotten in a long, long time watching wrestling. And, you know, it's singular. It's poignant. But, like, every time I watch a Fred Yehi match, every time I watch AJ now, because he's obviously had something behind him, and he's really doing everything he can to not only get himself over, but everyone else over that's anywhere near him right now. It's like, he's like a tour de force. And then Chris Hero, just to me, is the best big match worker on a consistent basis. I don't think he can get to the highs that a Kamaitachi or a Nakamura can, but he damn sure has had more highs to that level than those other guys have. And that's something I have to really, like, just from a quantity standpoint, Heroes 2016 already has him right up there amongst the best in the world, if not the very best. So it's hard for me to say no to those other guys because I'm a fan of all three. But I'm okay with saying that the U.S. is better right now.
Devin.
I'm sorry. It was I had to come strong. I had to come strong. And I really
What? This may be controversial, but I just thought of this. And it's too late, way too late now. But, you know, I'd probably have Matt Riddle in my top five in the world this year. No joke.
Fuck, we didn't even think about Matt Riddle for this team. That is so correct.
I can't believe I forgot. I mean, that's a crime, really.
Anyway, so we've been recording this for just over an hour, 15, hour 20 maybe. And I guarantee you there's people, like, listening to this show, like, it took them that long to bring up Matt fucking Riddle. By the way, I really want Riddle to win both Rookie of the Year and Most Outstanding.
Yes.
Totally in play.
I can't wait to see him tap out Cedric Alexander and Trevor Lee in the next.
That's gonna be good.
I mean, he's basically lined up to just beat all major indie stars and tap them out in like 5 minutes. It's amazing.
Yeah. When him and Hiro eventually. So the idea here, I think, you know, we're not saying spoilers or anything, but Tim Thatcher's probably going to drop the belt to Chris Hiro because, you know, Thatcher's kind of fallen out of favor, unfortunately, and I don't think he's right now fitting into Evolve the way that a lot of people thought he would. And so the money match, if Hiro wins, is getting Riddle to Hiro. And when that happens, just hold me down. That's seriously, that match, when it happens, is going to be just spectacular. Just, it's going to be incredible.
It's really not going to be Nakamura versus Samoa Joe, though.
Fuck, that's true.
Yeah, that's going to happen in August, probably.
That's, yeah. Fucking A, dude. 2016 is so fucking good, guys. It's really fucking good.
I guess I better pick a group real quick.
Okay.
Well, I pledge allegiance to the flags.
you guys.
I gotta pick the USA. I gotta pick Team USA. I love Kamaitachi and Nakamura, and obviously Liger too. But I just feel like they just haven't. No, those three haven't been quite as. I don't know. I just think it's volume more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think they have, like, you know, Hiro, AJ, and Yehai just have better volume.
Wait, you guys are all using, what, great match theory? You got to look at skills. You got to look at the input. Look at what Nakamura and Kamaitachi are bringing to this shit.
Yeah. I think I said this earlier. I think Kamaitachi and Nakamura, when, like... Nakamura, I don't know. I mean, he's got fun matches on NXT and, you know, TV, and it's just, I don't think his performances on NXT are good enough, are as good as Fred Yeha's average performance in a dingy warehouse in Tennessee, for example.
Yeah.
I think that Nak at his best is better than Yeha, but I've seen Nak at his best twice, where I've seen Yeha have more great matches and more consistently better, like, just more consistency in the ring as a singular performer too. And then Hiro, you know, he does have the excess in the tags, but that first Heroes Eventually Die tag is really great. I think that Hiro, all of his singles matches, he's been excellent. He brings great presence. Of course, I always like his offense. You know, the big elbows, big kicks. I think he's great at selling. I think he's underrated on the mat. I think he's had good mat performances this year. And AJ, I think, you know, the Jericho matches weren't great at all. And a couple of them were bad, but I thought AJ, you know, carried those matches to watchable. in my opinion. And I thought AJ was really good in him. I thought, you know, he was just as good as Nakamura was in the Dome show. I'm going to go with US.
So what's become clear to me is that I should have had Musgrave as the other guest on it.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, then we would have gone and grabbed Will, and then you would have been fucked.
True points. But, okay, USA, the World Cup of Wrestling, on the Super World Cup champions, maybe? Go with that. Why not? You know, Yohei Hiro, AJ, that's a pretty outstanding team you can throw out there. So can't really argue against them, even if you try, apparently. But a hell of a team. You know, maybe we'll look at this again in a year or so and see if things have changed. See if some of the Canadians have got more exposure. What really lacked here. No one's ever seen Scotty O'Shea or Brent Banks, so maybe that was the problem. but Tim, what do you say? Any final words here?
Look, I think, you know, and it just seems to be a running theme for the podcast that we've been on, is that right now there's this, I think we're, as far as just a strict talent, you know, as I don't know about a business boom, but we're kind of in a talent boom right now. And a lot of that has to do with the bandwidth that is being cast across professional wrestling right now, just from a tape, you know, footage standpoint, from an access standpoint. And this is allowing people to get eyes on guys that they haven't gotten a chance to see before. And on top of that, because people understand that there's a lot of eyes on them, you're seeing performances from people like, you know, Fred Yehi in 6 months has become what he's become, right? I mean, like, that guy, while he was a known entity down in the Southeast, he's now all of a sudden perhaps the biggest up-and-comer in the Indies, and definitely amongst hardcore fans, you know, one of the best wrestlers in the world. And, you know, that's a guy, along with anybody else, that when you think about who the best in the world is, you look at this list, we came up with 30 or 40 guys, and they're not from all the same places. They're from all different places around the world, and it's really cool to see that. It's not just centered in one area like it had, you know, as much as 5 years ago. And to have that is a great thing, because it's really forcing people to keep up with a lot of different types of wrestlers, and you get to run into guys that maybe you hadn't seen before, but you could get a chance to enjoy, and I think it's way better for it. I'm really excited to see what happens now with all this access to so much wrestling.
Yeah, man. 2016 is, yeah, it's been insane, really. Sure, some of the booking, some of the storylines isn't the greatest, but damn is the in-ring everywhere, just at high levels. But Devin, what do you say?
Definitely. I mean, it's been a fascinating year in 2016. I remember the first week of the year when the news broke that AJ and Nock were coming to WWE, and Cena went out with the injury. Like it was the craziest opening week to a year that I can ever remember. Like, just, yeah. Like, oh man, that's crazy. Like, Styles and Nakamura to WWE, Cena's gonna miss WrestleMania, and that just like launched, like, probably honestly the craziest year I can ever remember in pro wrestling in memory. And as far as in-ring, we have so much stuff we can get on tape now. We have the High Spots gimmick and the smart, or what is it, the Smart Mark video, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you've got, you know, New Japan World and their streaming service network, all this stuff. It's crazy.
Everyone, you got Progress, you got Stardom, you got Smash, you got CZW, all these places, you know, you can subscribe and watch everything.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, I'll defend my pick one last time. One of the reasons one of the reasons, you know, I picked U.S. is I think U.S. Indies has had kind of, you know, its own little resurgence in the last, you know, this past year. I think there's been a lot of high quality stuff. And, you know, I'm a Southern Indie mark. You know, I grew up in watching Southern Indies and going to shows and seeing, you know, Moondogs and you know, come in and wrestle, you know, and you know Terry Gordy and other guys randomly show up when I was a kid. So, but just now, I mean, the Southern Indies are becoming big. You know, you got the Midwest Indies with AEW Freelance. You know, you've got AWE down here in the South, PWX in Charlotte, or in that area. So, I mean, I think the U.S. Indies have been excellent, which is why, you know, I'm so high on guys like Hiro and Yehi this year. So,
yeah, that's fair enough. I think anywhere, like, Tim, you've got great stuff where you are. Smash is a hell of a promotion, and you also have Santino Morella and Yuki Ishikawa running a Battle Arts near me too, and then C4 is you know, it's in the same province, it's a 4 or 5 hour drive, but there's a lot of good stuff here too. I think no matter where you live, probably you could probably find some great wrestling if you want to look around and do it. So go see some live wrestling, everyone. But Devin, thanks for joining us. You were a great guest. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah, so
thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and we'll have you on again in the future. Super Junior. Ciao!